when you look around that new defensive line, what do you like about it? What's the sense you got from your new teammates?
Very excited. I think obviously Denver made some major moves here in this free agency. Bringing in a guy like Jamal Williams, Jarvis Green. I came out of college with Jarvis, not the same college, but I know him, and he's a great guy and a great player. Jamal Williams, got a lot of respect for that guy. He's as tough as they come. And also, the D-line that was already here, you got a lot of great players, and you got a defense that's going to fly around. So I'm really excited.
You were the first guy.
Yeah.
In this free agent class, what was it like kind of watching the rest of the moves, especially the Jamal Williams?
Yeah, well, it was interesting to see it all unfold, and I came here Friday when it started, and they didn't let me leave the building, so it was nice for me. It was one trip and done, and I just kind of sit back and watch what's been taking place and what's going on, and I think it's very positive.
When they signed Jamal, did that make your role maybe a little bit more clear, or are you going to be
a
technique? Maybe play?
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if I still play some nose, but it'll probably definitely push me out to the outside. I would assume Jarvis and I would be on the outside, and Jamal would be in the middle. That guy's played 12 or 13 years at that position, so I think he knows what he's doing.
How many other places were you looking at? You said they wouldn't let you leave the building. How many places did you think?
We had about six strong teams that were looking in, and coming here. Being treated the way they treated me, and realizing what they want out of me and what they're looking for, I just saw this as a perfect fit, and I couldn't be happier.
Justin, all the defensive moves turned some heads, but then there was one yesterday on the offensive side. What do you think when you see something like that?
I guess we'll have to wait and see. It's definitely an interesting move, and I don't really know Kyle Orton or Brady Quinn, so I think from what I hear, Brady Quinn's got a strong arms, good quarterback, and I guess we'll just wait and see what happens.
You played against him against Baltimore. What was it about when you were scouting Quinn? What were his strengths? What did you guys think of the attack?
I think first thing that you guys will see, he's very competitive. He's got a strong arm. Definitely wants to win. When we scouted him, he's definitely in it to win it. He's going to do all the little things to make it work. I think we went against him on that Monday nighter in Cleveland, and we got the better of him. But at the end of the day, it's a team sport, and he needs pieces to make it work for him.
Was it tough for you to leave Baltimore? Teams had good success, got some good.
Yeah, it was a special place for me. From the top to the bottom, the owner on down, management, coaches. I was very close to my D-line coach. Rex Ryan left us, went to New York, but I was very close with him too. The guys on the defense, really a phenomenal group. We were very, very close, very, very team-oriented. We had probably the most unselfish defensive line, and we were all close friends, and we fought for each other. And that's hard to leave sometimes. It's hard to find that in this business, and I'm sure we'll be able to build that over here. Sitting down with Coach McDaniels, he gets it. He knows where he's trying to build this thing. The guy has been in four Super Bowls. He knows what it takes. He knows the pieces he's trying to bring in to put together. And sometimes it takes a little time. You're not going to get that done in 1 year. And it's a process that he's building. But definitely moving in the right direction here. I'm very excited. I'm proud to be a part of it. And hopefully I can uphold my end of the bargain and come out and play football. Yeah, it is more than great talent. You got to have that chemistry, whether it's defense or offense. You got to have it on both sides. You got to have guys that work well together, and you got to have guys that are willing to fight for the guy next to them. You establish that kind of culture on a defense. The sky's the limit.
How long have you been back? Does it feel like home?
It feels like home. I've been out here for a while. I was here almost a month before free agency started, and I was hanging out here, and I've lived out here a few off seasons. I used to train out here in the off seasons, and for me it is like coming home. So it really, from defensive side to coming back to the state of Colorado, for me it's just a dream come true, and I couldn't be happier.
Thanks, Justin.
You got it. Thank you.
Justin.